Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is the ACC balanced this season or just not very good? This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Early in the season, this looked like one of the weakest ACC basketball leagues from top to bottom in a long time. Well, the preseason rankings have certainly not come to pass. Miami, picked fourth, is running away with the regular season at 12-0, but the Hurricanes have both blown out good opponents at home and survived serious squeakers on the road like Sunday night at Clemson. Duke and Carolina, picked second and fourth, may be the only teams to finish where predicted. NC State is not going to win the regular season championship, as predicted, and could fall as far as fifth in the league standings, and with a grand collapse might even miss the NCAA tournament altogether. But it's the bottom of the league that is really tough to figure because those teams are better than they started. Although Virginia Tech is in last place, anyone who has seen the Hokies play cannot believe they have only won two ACC games. They've had a half dozen or so go down to the wire or into overtime, where they have lost. And all that still with the nation's leading scorer in Eric Green. The other bottom feeders have scared the dickens out of at least one first division team. Boston College and Wake Forest both had Duke on the ropes and could have beaten the Blue Devils. Georgia Tech lost its first five conference games but has gone 4-3 since, not including what happened in Atlanta last night against the Tar Heels. Clemson and Florida State have taken turns looking horrible, but the Tigers had both State and Miami beaten before losing on the last possession, and the Seminoles are now 6-6 after a poor start of their own. Maryland committed 25 turnovers against Duke, yet still made enough plays to upset the number two team in the country. The Terrapins of Mark Turgeon will be a load for Carolina on March 3rd in College Park. Who gets to play Thursday at the ACC tournament among the top five teams is the question. Miami and Duke are sure locks for first-round byes. Virginia, Carolina, and State are all bunched behind them and have only one game left between them when the Wolfpack comes to Chapel Hill Saturday. That means the last eight will determine who the top four are. Guess you could call that good balance. This is Archansky. See ya.